This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring in our good friend live from Los Angeles, where it is 7:46 in the morning. He is Andrew Siciliano from DirecTV's Red Zone and, of course, the NFL Network. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. What time do you actually wake up in the morning out there, Pacific time?
5:30 every day.
Woo. Good man. And you don't even have kids in school to do that.
No. Well, why? Because we're on at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. So, okay. You know, 6 a.m. production meeting. People really want to hear all about my day. 6 a.m. production meeting used to be in the building. Now we limit the time in the building, so it's done conference call at 6 a.m., so that's great. I could actually have some breakfast at home. And then in at 8, shows at 10. So
Pretty good deal.
Got a pre-tape with Hall of Famer Jim Kelly coming up in 45 minutes. Hopefully the traffic allows me to get there. Yeah.
All right, Andrew, going back to week one, it seems like the majority of the NFL got the memo that the season started on Sunday, except for the Browns. Give me your thoughts on the Browns.
Well, you know, I think this quote got kind of lost yesterday because Stefanski kind of moved past it really fast on his Monday Zoom. I think it was kind of like, what was the message to the team? And he said, flush it down, move on. And I think that's what they have to do. Listen, I don't think anyone really was willing to put their money on the line saying the Browns were going to go in there and beat Baltimore. No one had beaten them, save for the Titans in the postseason, which I do know happened. Since the Browns had beaten them week 4 a year ago, they'd won 12 straight regular season games. Listen, guys, on paper, they're the better team. We all knew it. We tried to deny it through August, you know, training camp feel-good stuff. What's disappointing is that they lost the way they did lose. Look, Calais Campbell's going to drop into his zone and deflect a pass, and Baker's going to get picked off. Fine. Okay. But it's Odell's drop on third down. It's the injuries that seemingly always haunt this team. It's Odell's body language. It's the kicker. It's all the other things that just piled up where you're like, I mean, come on. But, and I really do mean this. I really do mean this. They have a chance to make everyone and themselves, more importantly, forget that. With a short week. Short weeks suck, but they can get this out of the way and win Thursday. And I'm not going to say everyone's truly going to forget what happened in Baltimore, but it's a huge step if they can do it. And I think that's what they have to realize, and that's got to be the goal.
I would agree with you on that. We all have been sitting here and looking at what Baker did. The only guy who completed a lesser percentage of his passes in week one was our friend Tyrod Taylor, or Tyrod, as the case may be. And, you know, we all like Tyrod, but, boy, if he's your starting quarterback, you're hoping Justin Herbert's coming along quickly. So what has to happen there? Was it him? Was it the offense? Was it the play calling? Was it Odell? What do you think, Andrew? Or was it the Ravens D?
I think it was kind of all of the above. I mean, Baker's got to play better. Stefanski was asked specifically about that first pick. And, you know, he said there's a teaching moment here and everything. There's a coaching moment on every play. It's and I know this sounds like a cop-out answer. It's all of those above things. You got to hold on to the football too, Nick Chubb. and you got to block better, and you got to get healthy, and you got to convert when you're in the red zone. If you drop a third and two, it happens. You gotta convert with the kick. You know, you can't let them then go march down all the way to the other side of the field before half. This is a winnable game Thursday against a team that made a lot of similar mistakes this past week, but still was in it in the end against Tyrod and the Chargers. So, listen, I think there is – there's some similarities to the Jets game last year, right? You're down. Right. You feel bad about yourselves. Here we go again. The expectations were higher. But at the national stage, granted that was a Monday, not a Thursday, but at the national stage where you can go out there, I think it was a Monday, right? The Jets came on the road? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a Monday.
Yep.
We can go out there, get a win, and forget about it, and that's got to be the attitude. Like, forget about the Ravens game.
Has to be.
Funny. I love your thought process because I think I said exactly the same thing about 20 minutes ago. I'm like, let's get it over with, man.
You have to.
Yeah.
Look, a lot – and here's what's bad about this is, you know, we were talking about it this morning on our call, and I made the point that for the most part, a lot of teams were exactly what we thought they would be week one. We thought there'd be a lot of surprises. I mean, were there? I mean – The snarky headline writers can have their fun with the Browns, right? Same goes for the Bengals. My buddy's a Bengals fan. He's like, man, I mean, we have this opportunity to teach Joe Burrow or to have Joe Burrow walk away from that game not thinking, well, same old Bengals, but, well, same old Bengals. The Lions blew another fourth quarter lead, guys. Aaron Rodgers is still really good. The Falcons defense is still head-scratchingly bad. Drew Brees still can't throw very hard, but the Saints are going to find a way to win. Like the Cowboys look like Jason Garrett was coaching them. Right? Like teams were what we thought they would be, and that's what's disappointing. But you can erase that on Thursday.
All right, so we do a thing every once in a while called the Bakeometer that Jeff hates, but I love. On a scale of 1 to 10. Where is Baker Mayfield on the Bakeometer? On the how you feel about him and his future, and if he gives you the ability to win this week?
I don't know that I want to put a number on it, but I don't feel any differently after last week. I just don't. I did not expect 10,000 likes and 7,000 retweets, whatever it was. But you know, StatSync had this little nugget that I dug up on Saturday night while getting ready for the red zone on Sunday that I tweeted out Sunday morning that said what Baker is going to start 30 consecutive games with the Browns, which is awesome. First quarterback since Sipe to do that, which is mind blowing, but he's the first quarterback in 101 years of NFL history, 101, to start 30 games for the same team to start a career, but with four different head coaches.
Wow.
I know that sounds like excuse making if you're sitting in traffic right now. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying let's pump the brakes and say one game, even though I know, you know, the Twitter snark people want to say, oh, he's got more TV commercials than he does victories. I get it. But
we all should
go beat the Bengals. Good for him for cashing in.
The game kind of got away from them, so they couldn't run the ball as much as you probably wanted to. But boy, can they run the ball, Andrew? And can this team go out and run 30 times a game and be successful, win football games that way? I think they can.
Absolutely they can. And I know they're very different quarterbacks and very different skill sets and very different offenses. But the Baltimore Ravens ran for 3,300 yards last year. So, yes, you can win in the National Football League by running the football. That is a new record. The only one likely to break it will be them. I know the modern game is throw. And before Monday night, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the only 100-yard rusher week one. There wasn't a single 100-yard rusher on Sunday. Kyler got to 100. He's a quarterback. But then, you know, when he took a couple of knees, he lost it. Yes, the Browns can win by running the football. They got away from it late, clearly, because they're getting blown out. But, yeah, and that's going to be the goal on Thursday as well. It should be noted, and again, giving the Ravens credit here, I know it sounds like excuse-making, the Ravens' entire offseason defensively was rebuilding their run defense after what Derrick Henry did to them. They came out with a goal to shut down the Browns' run game. And by adding Calais Campbell and Patrick Queen and some other parts, that was their goal. And this was kind of an under-the-radar thing. John Harbaugh, and you can say he imagined it, and I think he did imagine it, but, you know, he did so with a purpose. John Harbaugh had it in that team's head during the week that everyone thinks the Browns have a great run game. We're the number one rush offense in the history of football. We need to prove to that team we're better than them at running the football. And a huge part of that is stopping them from running the football. So he won the mind game on that.
Andrew, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time, and we love watching in Red Zone. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, guys, sorry I was late. Wasn't it glorious, by the way? You can admit it real quick. I know we're up against the break. Okay. Wasn't it glorious that the Indians had a day off last night so you didn't have to watch them scratch out one run?
Yes.
Like, I was so happy to watch. I'm footballed out after a week. I mean, believe it or not, 16 games. We made it. Yes, that's awesome. Like, I was kind of happy we had two games yesterday because, and I'm still very bullish on the Indians. I think it's going to swing. Like, it's cyclical. They're going to start hitting. But it, like, just not having to have the frustration of watching last night was glorious.
Yes.
But I'm happy.
Stop being right. Stop being right. Andrew, thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Goodbye. Andrew Siciliano joins us every week, and nice enough to wake up in the wee hours of the morning there out in L.A. to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.